30. Wolf at the door. Head down, weapon raised, Mauer fans her hand.
Keep low. Keep hidden.
Sindermann doesn't need to be told. He cowers, heart thudding, below a reading table, with piles of books as a useless bulwark. He realizes the little archivist is tucked in behind him, her arms wrapped tight around her upraised knees, trying to make her small form smaller still. He sees the abject terror in her eyes. He reaches out and clasps her hand. The Boerthark prowls forward, sidearm braced, steering between the laden shelves. The smell of aged paper and book must seems unbearably strong suddenly. The smell of dead history. Another soft thump. Movement. Something moving on the floor below. Then, silence. Mauer presses in against a bookshelf, her back to it. She undoes the red buttons of her coat so her upper body can move more freely. She listens. Nothing. Then another stirring, brief. Heavy feet but moving softly across black and white tiles. Or is it stairs? She moves around, glimpses a shadow and ducks back. The shadow was big, imposing. Though seen only for a second, it was not human. Where is it? She waits. She listens. She smells the faint odor of wet metal, of physoline, of blood. Where is it? She flops onto her knees and crawls along the stack row, then peers out to get a better look, but the shadow's gone. There's only the sepia light, the somber shadows of the racked shelves, the gleam of the burnished handrails, the sound of rain on the roof. Mauer swallows hard. If she fixes it with a clear shot, can she bring it down? Something that big. Is she fast enough? Has her service weapon got enough power? No, she isn't. And no, it hasn't. But they're dead anyway, if she doesn't try. She hears a noise from an entirely different direction. A rustle of parchments. She wriggles around. Another sound from the opposite direction. A book, flipped through, then cast aside.
Where the hell is it?
The day will not save them, and we own the night. She has no idea where the voice is coming from. It is deep and powerful, a minatory tone. Pages rustle. Another book examined. Not his words, then, after all, the voice muses. Stolen. He claimed them for his own, but this attributes it to an Amiri Baraka back in the early millennia.
Where the hell is the voice coming from? Above her? Below? To her right?
She leans to her right, gun raised. From her left, a sword blade rests gently against her neck. A shadow falls across her. I could hear you, says the voice. I knew you were there, from the moment I entered.
Mauer turns slowly, the blade at her throat.
The Sons of Horus legionary is an immense silhouette standing over her. Did you think you could kill me? It asks.
No,
she says, her voice shaking but honest.
But I was going to try.
The shadow nods.
Leave her alone!
Sindermann yells. He bursts into view at the end of the stack, glaring at the shadow.
Leave her alone, I said. What the hell are you doing here?
Exactly my question, says Loken.